Praise be Jesus and Mary. Behold, the Virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. St. Matthew quotes this prophecy of Isaiah as an epilogue to his account of St. Joseph's enlightenment about the pregnancy of Our Lady. He says that his account of this event is the fulfillment of the prophecy. So St. Matthew is using, sacred scripture is interpreting sacred scripture. St. Matthew is inspired by the Holy Spirit to understand the prophecy of Isaiah as referring to the virgin birth of our Lord, and in a particular way to the predicament that St. Joseph finds himself in when he realizes that his wife, his betrothed, is with child before they had come together. St. Joseph has no explanation for his betrothed situation. On the one hand, he has no reason to suspect her. On the contrary, he has every reason to believe in her virtue. However, he cannot deny the fact of the pregnancy. He is unable to say that the child is his, and he hasn't been initiated into the mystery. He doesn't know what the explanation for Our Lady's pregnancy is. So the angel appears to St. Joseph in a dream and reveals to him the miraculous circumstances of the conception. One might say that St. Joseph has all the evidence he needed to be assured of Our Lady's virginity. He knew she was virtuous and that she wouldn't commit a sin. Yet he also saw the incontrovertible evidence, the proof of Our Lady's pregnancy. He couldn't deny his eyes. With the help of the angel, he was able to understand the meaning of the evidence, both that Our Lady was virtuous and that she was pregnant. Heavy with child, Our Lady bears the sign of life, witnessing to every virtue, including inviolable chastity. She is the sign that that life that she bears is divine, is God, because only God would be born of a virgin, according to the fathers of the church. They say if a virgin is to give birth to a child, then that child must be God. And if God was to be born into this world, he would be born of a virgin. This is why Isaiah says, "The Lord himself will give you a sign." This is the greatest of all the signs because it points to the truth of the incarnation of the Son of God, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And as Isaiah says, this sign is as deep as the netherworld and as high as the sky. It is deep as the netherworld because it points to another miracle. The virginal conception of Christ in Our Lady's womb comes at the beginning of our Lord's earthly journey, but it corresponds to another miracle that comes at the end of his journey, the resurrection. Just as our Lord comes forth from Our Lady's womb without breaking the seal, so on Easter Sunday, our Lord will rise from the tomb without breaking the seal. The life of Christ began in the darkness of the Virgin's womb, in the Virgin Earth, as the fathers refer to our Blessed Lady. So his resurrected life begins in the darkness of the netherworld, in the heart of the earth. The inviolate flesh of Christ taken from the inviolate virgin will rise inviolate from the corruption of death. Gerard Manley Hopkins, the great Jesuit poet, expresses this in the line, "Warm laid grave of a womb life gray, manger, maiden's knee." Christ, who is born of the Virgin, cannot be overcome even by death. Christ descends beneath the earth and empties limbo of its captives. Satan thinks he has captured Christ, but in reality, our Lord has freed all those in bondage to the devil. But the sign of the virgin birth is not only as deep as the netherworld, it is also as high as the sky. A great sign appeared in heaven, St. John writes in the Apocalypse. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And being with child, she cried, travailing in birth, and was in pain to be delivered. Our Lady's virginity is perpetual before, during, and after the birth of Jesus, and it remains a sign for us of the ultimate power and victory of God. St. John wrote the Apocalypse to the early church that was under persecution, and he looked up into the heavens, and he saw the victory of Christ written in the heavens, and the sky opened, and he saw into the temple and into the Ark of the Covenant, and he saw the woman clothed with the sun as a sign of God's ultimate victory. Our Lady glorified, representing also the church in her ultimate victory. God has a plan which will infallibly succeed. Our participation in that plan, however, will not be painless. Saint Bonaventure says that what Our Lady bore in joy at Bethlehem, she bore in sorrow on Calvary. In both instances, there is a virgin birth. Mary gives birth to Jesus in Bethlehem painlessly, and she gives birth to the church on Calvary in great sorrow. But in both cases, there is the virgin sign. Our Lady is wholly consecrated to God's plan, and she is committed to the sacrifice of all that she is and has. And now she remains in heaven, shining like the moon clothed with the sun, as an eschatological sign, a sign of final victory. Her place in the heavens remains the sign of hope that our Lord's promises will be fulfilled. Saint Elizabeth said to Our Lady at the visitation, when both of them were heavy with child, "And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord." The moon, in its course across the sky, counts the days of the month as it waxes and wanes, but its course is sure. The morning star has its fixed place in heaven and infallibly announces the coming dawn. So with Saint Joseph, we wait under the sign of Our Lady's virginity. We have evidence that there is life and that this life is God. This is what sustains us in the darkling winter and in a long defeat before the dawn. Like Saint Joseph, we have been initiated into the mystery that causes us to marvel and to love. The opening prayer from today's Mass has been incorporated also into the devotional life of the Church through the Angelus, which in tradition has become a thrice daily way of remembering the great gift of the Incarnation. We honor God for the gift of His Son. But we also pray that we will be like Our Lady, to whom the Incarnation was first announced. We pray that our faith in the sign will lead us to the Passion, to the Resurrection. The night is still dark, but dawn is coming, and it is coming soon. Let us keep our eyes on the sign of Our Lady's virgin birth, on the sign of her presence in our life and in the church. She is bringing Jesus, and He is coming soon. Praise be Jesus and Mary.